host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Beth Keeley will release a brand new album this summer. It's the follow-up to Reinventing Myself. Sarah takes country, mixes in rock, and comes up with a sound that is 100% SBK. It's my pleasure to welcome Sarah Beth Keeley to the show.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing just great. How are you and things in Alberta?
I'm doing awesome. I'm just really excited to speak with you today and talk about the album finally and just catch up with you a little bit.
Yeah, this is great. Really looking forward to it. So exciting. The album comes out this summer. I've had a chance to hear some of the tracks. They sound just terrific. A lot of up-tempo country rock songs that sound really made for radio. How exciting is it, Sarah, to have the CD available just about any week or month now?
I'm so excited about it, and I really feel just like everything's come to fruition with this album, really, you know, honing in on who I am as an artist. Just like you said, there's a lot of, you know, there's country, but there's definitely rock there, and I have so many rock influences. You know, I think we've talked about that before. And
yeah.
But this album really hones in on that and, to me, sums up who I am as an artist, for sure. And I love all the songs on it, too, so...
You know, I think it's great that you've got those rock influences because so many country fans, especially nowadays, grew up, if they listen to country, obviously they're country fans, but they listen to rock as well. So they're going to really get what you're doing by mixing the two together so well.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and, you know, the way country is now, too, there is a lot of that heavier production and, you know, guitar-driven kind of songs happening now. But it so happens that I'm, you know, being true to myself as an artist, and it has nothing to do with what's actually going on in country now. It just is who I am, and I think between myself and the producer, we know the influences and just trying to be true to who I am as an artist versus what everybody might want to hear or doing the in-the-box thing. And although it is more commercial and radio, it still has that SBK flavor and kept true to who I am, and that's really important to me, always has been, so...
Definitely, and that is all there, all SBK, and as you said, there's some really commercial stuff here. The first one we're going to play in a few moments is called Reach, and that is very inspiring.
Reach is the title track of the album and written with Joni DeLaurier, who happens to be a good friend of mine as well, and it is an upbeat song and one of my favorites, I have to say, because it's kind of anthemic and very positive, you know, probably relatable for most people and hopefully inspiring for people who may have, you know, different stresses and, you know, hurdles in their life. It's sort of positive, and I've had a lot of personal emails regarding the song about how it makes them feel better, and that makes my day, or makes my year.
Yeah, I'll bet to know that you've written this song that you believe in, and then to get the response, feedback from other people that it means a lot to them, and it is a very inspiring song. When people hear the words and the melody, and the way it's produced again, getting back to the production, it's people are going to listen to it, and it's going to make them want to do something. It's going to, you know, make them want to go after their dreams after they hear the song.
Oh, well, thank you. I sure hope that's what it does. And again, the song is new, but when I talk about the song, I'm referring to the YouTube video that Joni and I put out, you know, when we wrote the song. And
right.
The feedback I've had is from that. And now I'm just really excited for everybody to hear the final product and the great production and all, everybody who you know, was involved. It's just incredible, the talent all the way from, you know, production musicians and, you know, my co-writers, everybody. It's just really exciting for me to have it be available soon, you know, for all their sakes, for the fact that
yeah.
They all did such a great job, and and works really hard in their own right. So.
And it must be a lot of fun writing with Joni. I know her through Facebook, and she's a very funny person, great sense of humor, also a great writer, great singer. How much fun was that to write the song with her?
Well, she is all those things for sure. She's definitely funny. Her and I laugh, and I'm sure she's like this with most of her co-writes, that we spend probably more of the time just visiting, you know, but yet it's getting in connected and in touch, you know, with what you're writing about. So we spend a lot of time laughing, talking about ideas, and
yep.
Basically, you know, in that case, I came up with the title, and I often know who I want to write a song with. You know, I kind of have an idea of what the song is about in my mind, and
right.
who will be a very good fit for that. And she, no doubt, is the right co-writer for this song. Naturally, I love how it turned out, but she is such a positive person and very fun to be around. And, yeah, I wouldn't have chosen anybody different. So really happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, well, let's share the song now. We've talked about it. I want all our listeners to hear just what a great song it is. It's called Reach, written by Sarah Beth Keeley and Joni DeLaurier. And here it is on In the Country. My guest, Sarah Beth Keeley. The song is called Reach, and it's a great one. The album is being released this summer from Elevation Entertainment, the great folks there. You can head to Sarah's website, sarahbethkeeley.com, to stay tuned for updates. Of course, she's on Facebook and Twitter as well. A great-sounding song. Production on that is so good, Sarah.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, you know, I'm sure the producer will be happy to hear that. And it's getting great reviews. Anyone that's heard it so far has the preliminary hearings of the music is loving it.
Yeah.
And the production, of course. Yeah, hats off to everybody who had a part in this album and, you know, at least not the production, that's for sure.
Definitely. Let's talk a bit more about Kevin Latto, the producer of the album. What was it like working with him and what were the things he did that brought out the best singer in you?
Well, I think the thing is with Kevin, we worked together live a lot, like playing live shows for several years. So, you know, they get to know you as an artist and your voice, which is probably number one, you know, with a producer, knowing your voice for vocal production and also just knowing, you know, my influences, who I am as an artist, which helped a lot with the rock edge, right? The whole rock
yeah.
thing. And I think he knew that's where my influences were lying as well. And hearing me sing. So he definitely pushed me, and I have to thank him because there was times where I thought, you know, oh, I can't reach that note, or or
right.
I can't, you know, there's just times you feel a little bit defeated, and he definitely pushed to get the best vocal out of me, and I think, you know, get the songs across, the emotional, you know, feeling across from all the songs the best way possible, and in a good way, without making me feel like,
yeah.
you know, pushed too hard or intimidated in any way. It was just to bring the best vocal out and help me to achieve notes and lengths that I didn't think I could, and I did. So,
right.
you know, it worked out really well.
That's got to be a great thing about a producer. I mean, that's what you want, someone who knows what you're capable of and maybe a little bit more than that. So they're going to, as you said, push you in a good way and make sure that you're getting the best performance. They're not going to just settle for it because time's up and that's good enough. They're going to make it great.
Absolutely. And we, you know, we took the time to make sure, like if something wasn't right, it wasn't under the time clock. You know, sometimes people do go do albums. They know they've got a 10-day window or a 2-week window. And it's...
Yeah.
You know, you're usually happy coming away from it, I'm sure, but, you know, having that extra time just really makes it special and makes it, at the end of the day, what everybody hoped it would be. So the time taken was well worth it, and I'm very grateful for all the help in all the right directions, you know, to make it the best it could be with all my
yeah.
songs, because they're like your babies, you know, and you really, you're your own worst critic at the
oh,
end
yeah.
of the day, too. So I could still probably listen back and, you know, hear things that I'd be a little picky about, but there aren't too many. And I know he commented, too, sometimes you feel like a producer's work is never done either because you're so passionate about your art that, you know, you just can't get it perfect enough. So at the end of the day, I think everybody's really happy, so...
That's great that you're happy with the product. I mean, that makes a lot of sense that as an artist and a producer, you're going to hear all the little things. Obviously, it's the project you're working on and you're devoted to. You're going to, you know, hear everything, so you're going to spend hours to get it just right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there's zero complaints from my end, and just so excited again to have everybody hearing it and, you know, it coming out this year. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we got several more songs to go through, so people are going to get a really good idea of what's on the CD now. Can you give us a sneak peek as far as the title? What are we going to call this album?
It is going to be Reach, Sarah Beth Keeley Reach. So that was a great place to start. I wanted to make a note too that was Joni singing the backups on that song.
Oh, awesome!
The backup vocals. Yeah, that's the one song she sang backups on, and naturally she was the best choice. I wouldn't have had it any other way, and. Yeah, she did a great job. So that always was the pick from everyone at Elevation and myself, Reach. It's kind of like the no-brainer title just
yeah.
because of what it's about. And when you have like a hiatus between albums and you're looking, you're positive moving ahead, you know, and it is so anthemic, the song, and
oh,
positive.
Yeah.
It just, to me, was a no-brainer.
Yeah, it is. And I could see that song being adopted by some organization, you know, using it as almost a theme, an anthem for them because it's so inspiring.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And funny you say that, because I have had people say, oh, that would, you know, be great for, like, the Olympics or, you know, just, like you said, some kind of organization where you need that positive, like, there's nothing but positivity about it. So
that's
you
right.
never know. Somebody might pick it up someday and, or, you know, we might have a chance to present that to somebody for that kind of thing. We'll see what happens down the road.
That is very exciting. Now, choosing the songs for the album, of course, you wrote just about all the songs, but my question is, how many songs did you have to choose from, Sarah, before narrowing it down to the ones on the album? Did you have a bunch that were kind of tough? You're like, man, I'd like to put like 20 of them on?
You always have that happen. I mean, whether it's songs you wrote or you're listening to, because often, you know, as artists, we listen to other tunes. And in this case, I did do that for this album, and I heard many, many, many songs, that's for sure. And it is hard. Like, if you had it your way, you might have a 16 or 18 song album by the time you're done. And, you know, at one time, we talked about even redoing a song I'd done before, which still may happen down the road. But, you know, those kind of things, we had to narrow it down. So you just kind of weaned those out. And eventually it works. And it's funny when it's all done, you're so happy with what you have that you kind of forget about all the songs you didn't choose. You
right.
just are so happy with the end result that I couldn't even tell you what those are anymore.
That's a good thing. Yeah, you picked some real winners on here. A lot of up-tempo, a couple of ballads on the album, but mostly up-tempo, fun songs, inspiring songs. And that goes along with your personality and your stage shows, I'm sure. When you're up there, you're really rocking it.
Definitely, I wouldn't have it any other way. it's definitely, you know, when this album is going to be so fun to get out there and promote because, it's so me. I shine the most, in my personal opinion, when the songs are like this because they give me energy. I think they would give anybody energy, but, you know, ballads have their thing and some people are really great at that. But for me, the energy comes from these kind of rock edge tunes. And that's, for me, when I feel most vibrant on stage. So I'm going to have a blast promoting this. I can't wait, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And everybody who gets to see you in concert definitely will enjoy this as well. Great summer to look forward to with new music from SBK. Coming to Country Radio on May 21st, you're releasing the song Somebody's Baby, and there's going to be a video that you shot for it. Let's first talk about the song because we're going to share it, and then after that we can come back and talk about the video to go along with it.
Well, Somebody's Baby is kind of, it's a real summer feel, very singable song, very singable, like, melody, which is what captured me when I heard this song. And it's a positive song. It's definitely a feel-good song. I hope, I could see people singing along with the windows down, summertime, which is obviously coming soon, we all hope, across Canada.
Yeah.
Summer's, good weather is finally coming.
In some parts of Canada.
In some parts of Canada, actually, we have that here today in Calgary, thankfully. But, it's just that feel-good kind of song. I think it's the perfect time to release it. And we always kind of knew this would be the first single. Again, yes, there is a video. And like you said, most of the songs are positive on here, and this one is no different. So,
yeah. Let's share. Now, I want to come back and talk about shooting the video and maybe some sneak peeks of what we can expect. This is Sarah Beth Keeley and Somebody's Baby on In the Country.
Like a
Another great new song from Sarah Beth Keeley. That is called Somebody's Baby. And, in fact, it's the first single from her album due out this summer. And that single will hit your local country station on May 21st. So be sure to call and request it. You can follow Sarah on Facebook and Twitter and check her out at sarahbethkeeley.com. What a great song. And that is another one that just sounds like it would sound so great on radio and have everybody singing along.
Well, you know, I can't lie. I've got, like, I'm smiling from ear to ear right now because this is the official first, you know, interview and real sharing of the music, and I'm pretty emotional about it, actually. And I got to mention, too, that song is positive. It's a bit of a love song and that kind of a thing. And hearing it now, knowing that it's the first time it's really being heard, I'm ear to ear grin, I'll tell you that much. And, it's a great first single. Like you said, it's May 21st. Going to hit radio, and I can't wait. I hope you're right. I hope it sounds great through all those airwaves.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity, Sarah, to have a sneak peek at these songs and to be able to play them for the first time and share them with our listeners. It's terrific.
It's terrific, and thank you. And, you know, I couldn't have picked a better person for this to be the first interview with, because we go back, you know, ourselves. We talked about, we did, you know, several co-writes ourselves, and so, yeah, really thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure. We've written songs together. We've connected online and become great friends, but we've still yet to meet. One of these days soon, we're going to meet in person, which will be great.
I think that would be fantastic. Any chance you'll be at CCMAs this year?
There's a very good chance of that, actually. I'm planning on it.
I hope so. Well, that sounds like we might be meeting finally after, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years. I don't know.
I know.
Something like that. But that would be great. You keep me. Keep me posted.
I will. The world we live in, it's amazing what you can do long distance-wise, but it's always great to meet in person. I do look forward to that. So we heard Somebody's Baby, and you mentioned before we played it about a video, and I understand it's shot in the summertime, which is terrific because summer is here, or it's almost here. Tell us about the video.
Well, the video was shot in Edmonton, down at River Valley and Jasper Avenue, which is, to me, some of the most beautiful parts of Edmonton. And it was summertime, and there's some live footage in there as well from a festival that I played at. So we got some live footage in there, which I thought, you know, we all thought actually was really cool and very important, because this video is really the first video that, you know, introducing me in a video form. So it gives people a feel of who I am. It's pretty, you know, I'm, you know, T-shirt and jeans, pretty simple, so that people get to know, you know, feel like they get to know me a little bit, just straight up jeans and T-shirt, casual, you know, with and without my guitar, which is how I do my shows, and a little bit of live footage, too, which, you know, kind of showcases the energy on stage, and, you know, my shows are quite high energy, and it gives people a feel, a little bit of both sides of me, and again, it's the first time, it's the introduction with video nationally, so I think it kind of touched on everything, which was great.
And it's so cool that it will have the live footage in there, because to really get you or to see that side of you and appreciate it, you've got to see a live, because so much of it is the energy you bring. And when people see that, they're really going to get turned on to your music.
Well, here's the whole thing, right? And that's what people love. I mean, they hear your music, they love it, but they certainly, the next thing, it goes hand in hand. The next thing will be they want to get to a show. And, of course, you know, myself and everyone I work with, that's what we want, too. We want people to enjoy the music, number one, and get something from it, but, of course, get them out to the shows. And I'm definitely a people person. I love performing, and I love meeting new people, and this is going to enable me to meet more people and get new fans, hopefully. So all in all, you know, this summer and into next year is going to be really exciting.
Now, when people head to these shows of yours, Sarah, what can they expect? Do you like to chat between songs, tell either stories about your life or stories about the songs? Do you interact with the audience that way?
Definitely. I think that's really important. People like to hear a story behind the song. And again, it matters on the show, too. Some shows, you know, it's a little more about, say, it's a corporate thing, or where people really just want the music.
Sure.
Or you're incorporating cover songs and things too, which we all do at times. And then they want back-to-back music. I still try to make a point of noting when it is an original song, when I can anyways, and certainly a songwriter event or something that's a little more intimate, or a show itself, and, of course, CD release parties that will come up. I'll definitely be talking about them and making people feel closer to the song and understanding what it's about. And then they can put their own life or stories into them and hopefully relate to them. And again, if it's a different kind of show, you want the back-to-back music, so you have less of that, but lots of music and lots of energy.
Right, right. I've seen online on YouTube some of the cover songs you've done. I think there's Gretchen Wilson in there, which you do a great job on. What are some of the other cover? What are your favorite cover songs to do in your shows?
Well, of course, I do mostly female. I do a couple of Keith Urban tunes, but I tend to gravitate toward the rockier country artists, say Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert. Of course, Gretchen Wilson. I do some rock kind of tunes. I really like Heart. I'll go back to some oldies like, you know, Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, stuff everybody knows.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
They're really fitting in well with my new material as well. So I kind of do a little bit of both. I like Kelly Clarkson and some of the crossover artists, you know, that are in country and other genres. So, yeah, that kind of sums that up for you.
Yeah, that's terrific. Now, the promo pictures, I've got to mention it. They're posted online on Facebook and probably some other places, but the new ones are just terrific. You just look so happy. You're beaming and obviously an exciting time, but great pictures.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm quite happy with them, and I love the compliments. I appreciate it.
Any secrets you've got going on? Have you been working out? Have you been eating right or just happy? It's just a real glow about you. The hair looks great, too.
Well, thanks. I'm just beaming. I always eat really well. That's something I've always tended to do. I mean, I have a cheat day, and I have cravings like everybody else, and, you know, I want to have, you know, the junk food once in a while. I do have a sweet tooth, I'll admit. I do like chocolate or, you know, ice cream or something here and there, but generally I eat well. I do work out now as well. I started doing that in the beginning of this year. And that's great. I feel good. I feel really good right now and getting ready for everything. So
great.
Thank you again for the compliments. I do appreciate that.
Definitely. And let's talk about the great folks at Elevation Entertainment. And because they've been such a big part of your career, and just talk about working with them.
Well, of course, you're right. And I have been working with Elevation for coming up 7 years, I think it's 7 years. Wow. It is, because we started working together right, I think, just a little bit before recording Reinventing Myself.
Right.
So, of course, I've had, you know, tremendous support there and great communication for the most part. I mean, everybody in business has their ups and downs, but, you know, it's a team effort. We've always said it's a team effort to get where you are. And even though, yes, most of the time they're behind the scenes, there's so much that's going on there too. I mean, you can't get where you are in anything on your own. So lots of work's been going on for quite a long time to get to where it is. And of course, Kevin Latto is the producer. He's part of Elevation. So it kind of went another step further to, you know, being a part of the band, producing the album now, and of course, management and the release of the album. So it's a big part of the whole thing.
Definitely. Great to have them on your side and doing all the great things they're doing for your career. We're going to turn to another song now. We got so many songs to play, which is terrific. So let's head to another one from the album that's due out this summer. This one's called Knock Knock, and you've written it with a fellow who's written another song with you on the album. A great guy. So many of us know him in the songwriting community and the music community in general. Terry Fernio. And talk about working with Terry and the songs you guys have written.
Oh, well, Terry, first of all, is one of my favorite people. I think he's probably one of a lot of people's favorite people. And fantastic songwriter. He's had so much success, you know, in the recent months, actually. And I met him in 2007. We co-wrote some songs after we met. And one of that's the other song that actually is on the album. And Knock Knock, again, I know who I want to write certain songs with. So I kind of messaged him and said, I want to write a song that really sends a message out to somebody if they're not listening to you and you want to get their attention. And, you know, that could be something different for everyone, but he's got a great sense of humor and again, makes it really fun. I think it's an artistic, quirky thing for a lot of us anyways, kind of absurd and sort of quirky, you know, senses of humor that we all relate to each other. And I love writing with him because of that. So he he came to me with this title, actually, once I told him what I wanted to write. And the rest is history. We just went back and forth, kind of like we did, you know, through the internet, talking on the phone, you know, doing Skype calls. And this song is definitely a song for people trying to get attention from somebody and make a point of something.
Yeah, it's a great title and a catchy song. Now, in this case, Sarah, did the title come first and then that lead to the song, or did it come out later?
Well, like I said, I mentioned kind of a song. I wanted to write a song about that idea.
Right.
And one morning I went into Facebook and my inbox message said, knock, knock. And I messaged Terry back and said, that's it. So that's where it went. I was like, that's it, buddy, that's it. So
that's great.
In the title, and, you know, when songs are written after the fact, you wonder how you put it together. But it, you know how that is, you're a songwriter. So, you know, you can't even explain it after the fact, but that was his message to me, and I loved it. So we kind of jammed with it after that, and then I put the melody and music down, and there we go.
That's awesome. Well, let's share it now. This is Knock Knock. This is going to be on the summer released album from SBK, and here it is on In the Country. And another great new song from Sarah Beth Keeley. Wow, that is called Knock Knock. It's an amazing song. She co-wrote it with the great Terry Fernio. And just want to say, Sarah, Sarah. Terry is listening, sends a message, and he loves working with you.
Aw, wow, that was nice of him. Well, if you could say hi back, say to me, I'm probably going to tweet him or something later.
Definitely,
sure,
yeah.
We'll be conversing, I'm sure, because, you know, and it was really important for me to have one of our songs played on here because, first of all, I love them, but he's been such a great friend and supporter, and, you know, we've known each other a few years and written a few songs, so I'm so happy two of them made the album, and, yeah, I'm really happy for Terry, so.
Yeah, that's terrific to hear. It's great that you've got that song on. There's another song on the album as well from Terry, so you guys have written some great stuff together. Now, and we got another song of yours on the way as well, so we're really getting a lot of music on the show. Another terrific one coming up in a short bit, listeners can stay tuned for. But let's talk about your influences, Sarah. You've got influences, as people can pick up on, from the rock world and the country world. Maybe tell us a few from each of those genres.
Sure, yeah. I mean, even with the last song that you just played, Knock Knock, I grew up, you know, I've got British parents. I grew up with some of the British Invasion and, you know, listen to some of the old, like, Rolling Stones, which actually have a lot of, you know, country and blues undertones with a lot of their old stuff. And they definitely are an influence for me. And I think that really came out in Knock Knock. Again, that was with the help of the producer who, you know, could hear that and also knows the influences as well. So I love that. I love that about it because I am a huge fan of the Stones. And as far as more rock kind of influences, I would say Fleetwood Mac, you know, Heart, you know, kind of the older rock, but,
yeah,
you know, good solid legendary, you know, groups or rock groups.
Definitely.
Or rock artists. And naturally with, you know, the countryside, it's the rockier artists like the Gretchen Wilson. And I love Miranda Lambert. I don't know that this is like a sound like hers, but she's an influence for me. I have a lot of respect for her songwriting and her career. And, you know, Carrie Underwood, some of those artists I really like, but I don't know. I guess at the end of the day, I just have my own sound and I'm just excited and hope that I can just start my own path and definitely take all those influences and keep going with them, but make a trail of my own with my own sound.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, you're not going to follow in someone's footsteps. You're going to blaze your own trail with those influences. But, yeah, people are going to know this is SBK, as we've come to know you as.
That's right. That's what I've always wanted since the start. However, you know, we all have influences. They're going to
yeah,
come out, and different people might hear different influences from me, you know, on different songs. It's all in the ear of the beholder as well, what they're going to hear. You know, I've had people always come to me and say, oh, it reminds me of, you know, I've even had Shania, like with Somebody's Baby, or, you know, Sheryl Crow, I've had a lot. In maybe the tone of my voice, who is another crossover country kind of rock pop artist. So different people hear different things, and I always like that you're always going to be compared. I don't mind it, but I certainly agree with you. I liked your term, you know, blaze my own trail. That's always been my goal. I think I'd like to influence other people eventually. I mean, that would be an artist's dream, wouldn't it?
Definitely, yeah. If people, you know, starting out in their teens, wanting to, you know, young female artists, say, maybe they'll turn to you for advice at some point.
Absolutely, and I would be happy to give that advice.
You were saying a moment ago, blaze my own trail. It's too bad we didn't have this conversation a couple of months ago. We could have written that song and put it on the album.
I know, right? Well, what about, you know, I'm hoping there's more albums in the future. So let's, you know, note that one down, keep it on the back burner. Let's not put it away yet.
Definitely. that's great.
Right.
Now, duet partners, who is that on your list, Sarah? Because I love hearing, you know, male and female duets. It's just whether you got Kenny and Dolly from the old days or anybody current. I just love the sound of a male and female voice doing a duet, whether it's a passionate ballad or an up-tempo fun song. So who is on your list from any genre to record a duet with at some point?
Oh, you're going to make me answer this one, are you? Well,
put you on the spot.
You know, that's right. Well, there's always a whole list that goes through my head, and you know, typically, I don't want to be typical and say, oh, Keith Urban or something. Actually, I've named one of them now. I would probably say it was the Rolling Stones. That would be a blast. I mean,
cool.
I don't know if I could keep up with Mick Jagger, even though I have high energy on stage, man. That guy, you know, is up in age and he's got energy, that's for sure. So that would be a blast. That would be, you know, obviously a chance of a lifetime of anybody.
Yeah.
I wouldn't knock it with any opportunity, that's for sure. But if I had to pick a male, I'm going to go with the Stones right now. And
cool.
I've listed a few already. I would probably say for females, I would love to rock it out with Heart.
Oh, cool.
And maybe have Gretchen up there with us. I don't know.
I think they did a CMT Crossroads together, if I'm not mistaken. But the Heart song I love, I mean, there's many of them, but What About Love? Great one from the 80s.
Absolutely. They're so fantastic, and they had the success they deserved. You know, sometimes I think they were even underrated, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they're still going, you know, they're still going, and so are the Stevie Nicks of the world, and like, who is another great artist and influence for me. But, you know, that would be the two I'd choose for now, and that's any genre, so there you go.
Good choice. It's very well answered. I'll give you an A-plus for that, Sarah.
Yay, thanks.
I'm starting to grade my guests now, just to add another dimension to the
show. I know, well, but what's up with that?
Yeah, I'll have to rethink that or think it over anyway. Over and Done is a song from the album that's upcoming. Tell us a bit about that song.
Well, this we were talking earlier about the album being really positive, and it's definitely, this song is not so positive, it's high energy, but it kind of made me laugh when I thought it's all about, you know, it's really positive. This song's, I guess it still is if you're thinking about girl power and her not putting up with any crap and, you know, making a point of saying something's over and done. You know, I try to flip things around. If something doesn't, you know, the subject isn't necessarily positive, it still is to me because it's about strength and female, you know, empowerment and not putting up with nonsense and, you know, kicking someone to the curb, basically. So that's not negative to me if something's wrong or something's bad.
Yeah.
So it's got the energy behind it, and the lyrics are married very well with the melody and the music of this song. It's definitely got, like, the chorus is so catchy. The people will know when they hear it how catchy this chorus is.
Packed up by the door and all your junk tore up on the floor. The sorry flowers in the garbage can, keys to the Jeep in my right hand. Blink once if you understand. No surprise if you don't care.
Thank you.
And I already have visions of how I want the video. We've kind of talked about having some kind of cool dance thing to do with the video, but I'm not going to tell you any more than that. I'm not giving any ideas away. I'm a smart businesswoman. I'm not going to give ideas away.
You're right. Or else somebody's going to listen to this and use it before you do, so we don't want to have that happen.
No, I'm gonna say that much, and people can just keep posted over the next
Excellent.
Little while for that. So, yeah.
Let's talk a bit about another song that you co-wrote with Terry Fernio, and the song is called Wanna Be That Girl. Talk about writing that one.
Well, that's actually one of the first ones I wrote with Terry, and it's actually one of my favorites, one of my personal favorites. Melodically, it's my favorite. It's the production on it is amazing. I mean, when they're your songs or your babies, and you almost feel funny, you know, really talking about your own song like this. But I listen to this song, and it just resonates with me in so many ways. So I'm really proud of this song, whether it's ever a single or not, I don't know. But it's definitely a favorite, and I hope people, you know, kind of find it one of the special songs as well.
From a musical family, Sarah, or is this something that you kind of found on your own and started music for yourself?
No, I definitely come from a musical family. My dad plays piano very well, plays jazz and blues and different genres of music, and I'm well-rounded with what I grew up with. He plays piano still to this day. He's still in barbershop quartet to this day. He's in choir. He plays clarinet. He used to play in jazz bands in London, England, when he was in his prime, and his mother was a piano teacher. And funny enough, it's one instrument I don't really play, which is interesting enough. But, I mean, I did touch on it when I was small. And
right.
It just, guitar is just kind of was more interesting to me. So, yeah, I've got music, a lot of music on my dad's side of the family. My mom has some as well, but definitely more on my dad's side. And I just, I've just been passionate about it because I've been around it my whole life. And I've known since really small how passionate I was for music. And I'm thankful to my dad. He's one of my biggest, inspirations. So.
Right. That's awesome. When did you pick up the guitar, Sarah? When did you start to play and get hooked on it?
Well, I asked for a guitar for my 11th or 12th birthday. I don't remember, to be honest, which birthday, but I got a used Yamaha guitar, and I took lessons for a year or two, and then I got into my teens and kind of slacked off a little bit, just being a normal teenager, but later on, again, I picked it up and remembered some of the basics I'd learned, and I haven't stopped since, so, yeah.
That's awesome. It's great to have that instrument it's an extension of yourself. Let's talk about songwriting for a bit. We've touched on it throughout the show. You do so much songwriting. You've done it for so long. Can you take us back to when you first got interested in writing songs and just how that started out for you?
Well, I actually remember mostly like singing from young, and then probably around, I'm going to say 13 to 15, somewhere in there, I just would always find myself humming melodies more than anything. I would just be humming something random, and that's, I kind of look back and think that's why I love melodies so much. That's sort of what naturally came out of me. And then, of course, when I picked up the guitar again, my plan in my mind then was I really want to start writing, putting words to these melodies that I was coming up with. And, I kind of did a bit of both. I did a bit of poetry, and then I did these melodies. I have melodies in my head, and then eventually just thought I'm going to put them together and started doing it. And it takes a long time to feel really good about what you're doing, but eventually I sent my song Time into the CMT Nashville Songwriter Contest. I believe there was 8,000 entries that year, and I got an honorable mention for that song, which technically is in the top 50 of the 8,000.
Wow.
So that's when I kind of got that confirmation, recognition and affirmation that maybe I'm doing something right here, and the confidence, to keep going with it. And I haven't stopped or looked back since.
And we are so glad that you didn't stop, but that you're still at it, going strong. Brand new album coming out this summer called Reach. And our listeners can check you out at sarahbethkeeley.com. Facebook and Twitter, lots of different places online. They can check out those promo pictures that I mentioned earlier as well. But let's turn back to the album. Another song here. Now, this one you wrote again with Joni DeLaurier. It's a terrific song called Kiss You Goodbye. Tell us about the song. It's a great one.
Oh, thank you. This song has just got its own thing. It's got its own vibe, and yet it fits in. It's in the box in some ways, out of the box in others. We sat down together, her and I think we had two writing sessions because, again, her and I sat and spent the first session pretty much actually in that case talking about a scenario. We created this character and we created a – if you were actually, like, sitting down and drafting out what your video was going to be like, this is what we did with this song.
Interesting.
It was cool because I can visualize how I would want that already. So we created this character. We kind of had a scene, and, you could visualize where she was and what she was wearing, and we'd say, she had this clothes on and this lipstick on, and just had this whole character created, and that was our whole first writing session. The next, I think we touched maybe a little bit on, some words into the verses, and then the next time we met up, we finished it. But it really helped to spend hours creating this character and her scenario and being in a situation, I guess, to sum it up, what it's about is somebody who's in a relationship where, the guy isn't treating her well, he doesn't come home maybe, and she finally just decides, forget this. I'm going to go out, and just when you think I'm all going to be here and I'm going to be your, constant and you're dependent and I'm always going to be here, well, guess what? Maybe I won't. And that's what the song is basically about.
That's awesome. Thanks for that synopsis. Gives us a good idea. Now we're going to listen to it and enjoy it. This is Sarah Beth Keeley and Kiss You Goodbye on In the Country. And that is a hot new song from my guest, Sarah Beth Keeley, joining me on the line from Alberta. It's called Kiss You Goodbye from her upcoming CD to be released this summer. Sarah, it's a terrific song throughout, and I love songs like that where at the end there's just so much fiery energy going on. It just ends on such a great note.
Well, thanks. You know what? And that is the last song on the CD. So I'm glad to hear that, because that was the whole idea. So the fact that you picked up on that, I love it. And I just have to make a note of, you know, the fabulous fiddle playing as a person we, most of us in the country and in country music know as Denny Dufresne, who is one half of the group Pear.
Yep.
And it kind of has that Devil Down to Georgia, is that what the song is called? The Devil Went Down to Georgia. It's got that kind of energy to it and, you know, kind of that kind of here for the party kind of chorus. I love it too, and it is a favorite. I have to admit, it is a favorite of other people, I'm saying, that have had a chance to hear it at this point.
You and Joni write really, not only you and Terry write well together, but you and Joni do some great songwriting.
Thank you so much. I don't know if she's listening, but if she isn't, I will pass that along to her and I love writing with both of them. I hope to do a lot more writing with both of those writers in the future.
That's awesome.
I appreciate you spinning all these songs. Spinnings, does that happen nowadays? They're not records, but yeah. I kind of like to use that word, if you don't mind.
We can spin them. They're not vinyl, but we can spin them and call them albums. And, you know, we'll go back a few years. But, you know,
I love it.
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, and it was great to be able to share this many songs on the show, because normally we share a couple. So to share this many and give people a sneak peek of the album is so exciting. We're just getting set to wrap up. I'll remind our listeners, it's sarahbethkeeley.com is your website. Facebook and Twitter is where they can find you as well. The brand new single, Somebody's Baby, coming to a country station near you on May 21st all across Canada. Be sure to request it. Sarah, thanks so much for being here. It's been a great hour spent chatting and sharing songs.
It's been so awesome. I really appreciate it, you know, that you played the songs and getting to catch up with you. I just want to make sure I shout out a thanks to all, you know, Elevation, Carla, the producer, Kevin Latto, all the musicians, the backup singers, the co-writers, and just shout out how excited I am for every single one of those people that this is coming out now, and you know, yourself, and hope to meet you in September, and thanks again.
That's awesome. It has been my pleasure. The album is going to be called Reach, and that will be out this summer from my guest, Sarah Beth Keeley.